Blake Richards. He is a local district manager who oversees the entire Lansing market for Verizon Wireless. Blake, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Thanks for coming in. You're a Fowlerville guy.
I absolutely am.
I'm right down the road from you in Williamston.
Excellent.
So I know the area well. All right. Just to set this up with our listeners, I had an experience where my wife wanted me to switch over to Verizon because that's what she's with. I've been a Sprint customer for more than 10 years and very happy there. But bottom line, most people I talk to, including Brittany, who is a Verizon customer, say that Verizon Wireless has the best coverage. And so my experience was, or my thought was, I got to pick one of two phones, so I'm going to go into a Verizon Wireless phone store and play with the phones and see which one I like, because there was a special that was good only online on the 29th of February, and we're going to do everything online. So I go into this store on Grand River. It's a Verizon Wireless store, and I'm greeted by someone who maybe she wasn't having the best day, but nonetheless, she didn't know about the special. She didn't really know how to direct me. And then when I mentioned I was going to be getting this service online, buying the phone online, a couple of salespeople said, well, you know, they didn't say anything. They just kind of went away. And so I was left to my own devices to go and play with the phones. It didn't know what I was doing, asked for help. The girl who was the greeter didn't know how to help me, and so I fidgeted around and kind of find out what I needed to know. And I felt like I was pretty much ignored and blown off, and I had the perception that because I wasn't buying the phone in the store and buying the service in the store, that since I was doing it online, oh well, that dude doesn't matter. Now, in talking with Brittany, who is almost to her mid-20s, and our intern, who is 19 or 20, they're Verizon customers also, and they had the same perception that I've been told, that Verizon has phenomenal coverage, but the service is shaky. I've got some family friends who are in their mid-30s to 40, said the same thing. Love the phone, love the service, but whenever, or love the coverage, but whenever I have to get a bill question asked or whatever, you never go into a local store. So that caused a barrage of communication. We had Bob from Williamston call me and said, well, Tony, you made the mistake. If you go to the Verizon store on Jolly Road, which is independently owned, you will get fantastic service there. And then I got a couple of texts saying, you know what, the independent stores, the one on Jolly Road in Okemos and the one over by the mall, phenomenal service from what they experience. But I had some emails saying, well, I've experienced the same thing that you have. Well, I don't know who was listening to this program, but it got into the ear of some big wigs at Verizon, and then Blake heard about this, and he wanted to come on and respond. And I got to make it a clear, Blake, that, you know, we never try to brag or get anyone in trouble. I like to share my experiences because people may have the same, and I thought it was interesting how so many people wanted to chime in on this. And I know you wanted to address it, and the microphone is yours.
All right, absolutely. So first, Tony, obviously, upon hearing about this story, my first feeling was obvious disappointment. I want every, doesn't matter what point of distribution it is, every experience in every Verizon Wireless location should be gold standard, regardless of whether you make the purchase online, you make it in the store, you make it at an independently owned agent. It doesn't matter. It should be an excellent experience, just like the network that you mentioned. So wasn't necessarily a big wig or company directive for me to come on the show. It was me personally. So I heard about this. I heard this story. My first feeling was disappointment. My second feeling was I wanted to take action. I wanted to do something. So I appreciate you having me on the show. I appreciate the opportunity to come and visit you. I've shared the information, the story, the feedback with my team. They share that same level of disappointment. And I can tell you, going forward, expectation is that any customer that may have an issue with regard to customer service, I want them to reach out to me directly. I want to be able to own this for the Lansing area, for the community. So a couple of things I wanted to do on the show. First, I wanted to apologize to you. about the lackluster service in the store. Second thing I want to do is apologize to any of the listeners that may have had a similar experience. Obviously, it created an opportunity for people to give you feedback. And then thirdly, I wanted to share my personal information, my work information, with anybody out there that may have an unresolved issue. Or even if you just want to talk to me about an experience you had in the store, positive or opportunistic. So a couple of things I'll give out. First is my email address. It's blake.richards. RICHARDS at VerizonWireless.com. And second is my mobile number. It's actually, it's a Grand Rapids area code. I'm from Grand Rapids originally. It's 616-240-3492. So again, Blake.Richards at VerizonWireless.com, 616-240-3492. And anybody out there listening, anyone who's got a concern, I would love to hear from you. I will respond. Not to say that we can give everybody everything that they always want every single time. Unfortunately, we do have a business to run as well. However, when it comes to the experience, there's no excuse for it not being gold standard every time.
You know what I thought was interesting was the menagerie of people we talked to, a young college student, older college student, different races, people from around the area in different places. So I thought that that was interesting, and it kind of hit a hot button with some folks. But there's this perception from most of them that if you go into a company-owned store, it's different than the service at the independently owned stores, and that the coverage is so awesome, these people would tolerate service that maybe wasn't up to your standards and mine. How would you address that?
So, again, to me, it shouldn't matter who is running the location. So a benefit of being able to talk to you and be able to talk to the audience is that it does put a local face and name to the location. I think part of that perception is that the organization is so large that it's not really like that. I mean, there are local people that want to help the local customer and really want to make it feel more friendly in that aspect.
Why is Verizon coverage so good? Why is it better than your competitors?
There's a few reasons. So first, it's the investment. It's the billions of dollars that are invested, even in this state alone, in ensuring that we do have the best network coverage available. It's also our ability to react. So there were recently a lot of tornadoes and things that came through down south through Kentucky, and we were getting updates consistently about what sites were down, what we were doing about it, when they would be back online. So it's really just a laser level focus on ensuring reliability.
All right, the difference between 3G and 4G.
4G, it is the global standard going forward. It is up to 10 times faster than 3G, so you're really talking about broadband speed. It's extremely quick, but not only that, there's a much faster latency.
And are we 4G Verizon in the Lansing area?
We absolutely are 4G.
All right, we've got to get to break. Last time for you to give that name and the phone number and email address.
All right, absolutely. Blake Richards, and my email address is blake.richards@verizonwireless.com, 616-240-3492. Thank you very much, Tony.
We appreciate you and your time. Thank you.